朋友，欢迎你收听活在耶稣里事工网站为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是孙约翰牧师，他的讲道信息有英文同步翻译。愿神仆人的讲解能引导你更好地认识神和跟随神。
今天早晨
This morning,
我要和弟兄姐妹看一段神的话。
I'd like to study from the word of God.
这段神的话是我在八年以前曾经和弟兄姐妹一起读过。
I actually preached on this and we studied this about 8 years ago.
这段神的话也是我们众弟兄姐妹非常的熟悉的，滚瓜烂熟的。
And I'm sure that this biblical text is very familiar to all of us here.
那是记载在路加福音第十九章。
And this can be found in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19.
我们要从第一节念完第十节。
Verses 1 through 10.
在这里有一句话，那是第五节。
There is one verse, that's verse 5.
耶稣到了那里，抬头一看，对他说，撒该，快下来，今天我必住在你的家。
Verse 5 says, when Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today.
巴不得从2018年我们开始不仅是让耶稣实实在在的住在我们心里，也住在我们的家中。
And it is my hope that in the start of the new year 2018, that Jesus will truly live in our hearts as well as live in our homes.
我敢相信你我如果实实在在把耶稣基督请到我们心里来，请到我们家里来，我们的生命，我们的生活就不同了。
If you truly invite Jesus to live in your heart and in your home, for sure your lifestyle and your home life will be different.
我今天早晨和弟兄姐妹所思想的就是讲到撒该。
And I'd like to contemplate on a man called Zacchaeus.
我常常说撒该虽然这个名字非常非常的好。
Although the name Zacchaeus, it means good.
是一个清洁的意思。
It means he's pure.
是一个公义的意思。
In other words, he's just.
但是相反的，如果我们在他的生活当中我们看，他是一个非常卑鄙，非常狡猾的一个人。
But the opposite is true in the life of Zacchaeus. In his life, he is not pure. He is in fact a tricky man.
我说他不应该叫撒该，他应该叫该撒。
He should not be called Zacchaeus. He should be somebody who should die.
那圣经告诉我们说
the Bible says,
从这段圣经里面我们可以知道撒该是怎么样这个人。
From this short verses, we can see what manner of man he was.
第一，他是一个犹太人。
First of all, we know he's a Jew.
耶稣说他也是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
And Jesus acknowledges him to be the son of Abraham.
第二，
Second,
他是一个相当有权势、有地位的人。
He is a powerful man. He has social status.
圣经说他是一个税吏长。
Because the Bible says that he is a tax collector or head of a tax collector.
他是这个海关的那个关务处的处长。
And he is the department head of the customs service.
他是非常有权势的一个人。
He is a man of great political power.
为什么呢？
Why is this?
因为他是为了罗马政府在那里做事情。
Because he is working for the Roman government at that time.
罗马的政府是支持他在那里，他在那里做事情。
And so he is collecting for the Roman Empire.
第三件事情让我们看见他也是一个财主。
Thirdly, we know that he is a wealthy man.
他是相当富有的人。
He is an incredibly wealthy man.
他的身材是一个矮子。
And physically, in stature, he is a short man.
多矮我不知道。
How short he is, we don't know.
但是他很矮。
But he is short.
我记得圣保罗牧师在台湾的时候，他曾经讲了一件事情。
I remember Paulson in Taiwan, he said this.
他说在上海，我有个同工，他叫金汉，叫金汉牧师。
And he talks about how Paulson had a colleague in Shanghai called Jing Han.
那他是很矮。
And he's a short man.
他有一天呢，金汉牧师就说，他说有一天我如果离开世界，我到神那里去，到天上去，我一定先要找到撒该。
And Pastor Jing Han said, when I go to heaven one day,I'm going to search for Zacchaeus.
为什么呢?
Why is this?
我要跟他比一比到底谁高。
I want to compare who is taller.
那弟兄姐妹们矮的人啊很了不起哦。
Actually, for somebody who is short, he may be great.
有很多在世界上的伟人都是矮人啊。
Because there are many great men who are short.
那除了他以外他是有名的律师啊那个哪里啊。你可以看见我们从大陆来的开放改革的是什么人啊
from people from China would know him.
啊邓小平啊
So, 邓小平 for example.
邓小平只有五尺高的。
He is only 5 foot tall.
如果你再去看看世界上这个拿破仑他也是很矮的。
And if you look at Napoleon Bonaparte, he was short.
啊你再看看什么人啊还有好多你记得不记得有一个人他是相当相当出名的一个魔术师啊。
Do you remember that there is a famous magician?
叫什么名字啊
？Harry Houdini.
何天尼。
Harry Houdini.
他也是个很矮的人。
He is also a short man.
所以矮的人是相当出色的人。
And many times the short people are very accomplished.
那当然，我们高的人也不要气馁了。
And of course we're not discriminating against the taller ones.
那这。这个撒该是个很矮的人。
So Zacchaeus was short.
而且呢按照字面告诉我们说他是一个财主他是一个矮子而且他是一个罪人。
And the Bible also says that in addition to all of those things, he was also a sinner.
很多犹太人跟他没有来往的。
And so the Jews would try to avoid him.
他们敬而远之。
And they tried to stay far away from this man.
不敢得罪他。
They dare not offend him.
如果得罪他的话，那个以后在你的或者是工作上了，或者是买卖上的，要加重你的税钱。
Because if they offended Zacchaeus, they will have to bear the price.
所以他这个人是一个非常非常狡猾的一个人。
He is a tricky man.
不仅这个样子。
Not only that.
如果你是从他的行动方面来看
If you look at how he acts or behaves,
就是在几节圣经里头
Just
你可以看见
from a few short
这个人是非常有思想的
You can see that he is a man, a thoughtful man.
当他知道耶稣基督要从耶利哥城经过的时候
When he heard that Jesus is going to pass by his town,
圣经说他要去看看
But the Bible says he wants to see him.
人太矮了
But he's too short.
人太多了。
There are too many people.
所以他怎么样子看不见，又钻不进去啊。
And he could not find his way to the front line.
按照我老早就会打到尾副了，就算了。看不见就算了嘛。
If I were him, I would have given it up.
但是他非常有毅力了。
But he has perseverance.
非常有思想的。
He's got, he's a thoughtful
非常有果断的。
And he has his own
他一定要看耶稣。
And he was resolved to see Jesus.
所以圣经告诉我们说他就跑啊跑啊你知道啊做税理长呢一定是有很一定有年纪的人啊。
And, he was going to see Jesus, we realized that at that time, he was already a man, older, an older man.
我敢相信他也是很胖的一个人。
And he is also chubby.
山珍海味每天在吃。
And so, because he will never miss a meal.
有矮有胖。
So he is short and fat.
他要看耶稣看不到。
And he could not see Jesus.
所以怎么办呢
？So what he's going to do?
他有思想。
He's a thinking.
他有智慧。
He's got wisdom.
他有计划。
And he's got his own.
我看不到，我一定要看到。
He was resolved to see Jesus.
一个人成功就这个样子。
That is success.
像我做不到就算了。
So you don't give up when you cannot do it.
但他没有哦。
But not him.
他是我不到王喝。信不死的。
So, he is resolved to see Jesus.
好所以他就跑。
So he went forward.
是一个矮的一个胖的人啊这个跑不太好看啊。
So when he is short and fat and running, it's ugly.
不仅是跑还要什么还要爬。
Now, not only run, he would also have to climb.
看见前面一个桑树。
And he sees a sycamore tree.
他知道耶稣必定要从那里经过了。
And he knows Jesus is going to pass by there.
所以他头脑很清晰、啊、
and he is clear-minded.
所以他跑到树上。
he climbed up the sycamore tree.
所以你可以看见这个人是非常有果断的一个人。
You know that he is a man who has his own ways.
虽然他是非常狡猾。
Although he's tricky,
虽然他在圣经告诉我们他是一个说谎的人
and the Bible says that he is actually, he knows how to
但是从人的观点来说这是一个相当了不起的一个人
But he is a man of status and stature here in the society.
那么为什么他要看耶稣呢
And why does he want to see Jesus?
那第一件事情 First, 让我们看见他这个心里很冲动啊
We see that he's impulsive.
他要渴望耶稣，要看看耶稣。
He wanted to see Jesus Christ urgently.
有两件事情
，two things，
让我们看见他实在是要看耶稣。
To tell us he wanted to see Jesus badly.
第一个是客观的因素。
First, the external factors.
第二个是主观的因素。
And the second one, the subjective.
客观的因素就是说他总是百思不得其解，为什么？
He wanted to do whatever he can.
他有个同事叫做马太。
And he could not understand why his colleague called Matthew.
马太也是一个他的一个同事一个税吏啊。
Because Matthew was a tax collector too.
你知道做税吏的人财源是滚滚而来的。
And these tax collectors would have money coming in.
所以他所以是富人就是因为这个财源滚滚而来的。
And he was a wealthy man because he was collecting a lot of money.
今天这个马太蛮好的在那做忽然之间他说他辞职了。
So Matthew was a good tax collector. He had a good living.
为什么要辞职呢？为什么要辞职呢？
Why did he give it up?
圣经说要跟随耶稣了。
Because the Bible says Matthew followed Jesus.
这奇怪啊。
He was wondering.
所以对Zacchaeus说是不得，这个白是不得其解，到底耶稣是什么样这个人呢？
So Zacchaeus could not figure it out.
今天呢，我到了美国很多很多地方去讲道。
I've been to many parts of America to preach.
甚至很多人牧师都是在美国教教的，有教教的这类一个大学，
不
是学位毕业的。
And I've seen many pastors who used to be a PhD or a doctorate.
今天竟然这样放下了。
And now they give up their secular job.
弟兄姐妹们，你想嘛，放下没关系，干什么？做洋货上去了。
And so they give it up. They give up their good job to become a pastor.
我在 San Francisco 就有好几个牧师，都是很好的学位，都是 PhD 哦。
And I know a few pastors in Rochester where they are doctorate degree holders.
为什么呢？
Why is this?
神经病了？
Are they crazy?
想不通了？
They couldn't figure it out.
没有事情做了？
They got nothing else to do.
不是哦，他们要跟随耶稣了。
They want to follow Jesus.
所以对这个来说，这个是。不可思议的一件事情。
So from Zacchaeus' point of view, he couldn't figure it out.
第二件事情。
Secondly,
你可以看见，如果你去看那个马太福音第马可福音第二章。
If you read from Mark 2,
到一个马太他信了主，请了耶稣吃饭了。
So after Matthew came to faith, he invited Jesus for dinner.
圣经告诉我们说，在马可福音告诉我们说，他请了很多的税吏跟罪人到他家里来一起吃饭。
And the Gospel of Mark says that Matthew invited many of his colleagues who are tax collectors.These are sinners to his house.
这个对于撒该想不通了。
And Zacchaeus could not figure it out.
犹太人是不该不和那个税吏还那个税吏来往的。
Because from the Jewish perspective, it is not kosher to associate with these sinners.
不要说是来往，而连吃饭都他们不去了。
You should never dine or even have contact with these filthy people.
今天耶稣竟然到。这个马太的家里有好多的税吏，好多的罪人一起吃饭。
And Jesus went to Matthew's house and he dined with all those tax collectors.
如果你去看马可福音第二章
，If you read from Mark 2,
你可以看见下面有几个字，有很多的税吏跟罪人，他们信了耶稣，跟随了耶稣。
And Mark says that many of these tax collectors have now.Jesus.
真奇怪，耶稣到底是何许人也
？So who is this Jesus?
他到底是谁呢
？And who is he?
马太他放下了。
Matthew gave up his good job.
耶稣竟然和那些的罪人一起吃饭。
And Jesus would actually dine with all those sinners.
这不可能的一件事情
吗 ？Impossible.
第三件事情
，Thirdly,
是他。不得其解的就是耶稣进到耶利哥以前有个瞎子在路旁。
He was very curious because he also heard how the blind was there.
我敢相信这个瞎眼瞎子已经看了很多很多的医生，没有办法，没有一个人能够医治他。
And no physician in the land could cure his blindness.
当他到了耶到耶稣快要将近耶利哥城的时候
，When Jesus was approaching Jericho，
这个瞎子听见是耶稣，他就在大声喊说：“大卫的子孙，大卫的子孙，来，救救我吧，可怜我吧。
”So when the blind man heard that Jesus was passing by, he asked to be healed.
耶稣就问他
，And Jesus asked him，
你要我为你做什么？
Jesus asked him, what do you want me to do for you?
弟兄姐妹们要抓住这句话。
So you grab onto that.
这是主的应许哦。
That is his promise.
你要我为你做什么？
Jesus asked, what do you want me to do for you?
你不要对耶稣说我要买一张69、啊、然后我中了、中了头奖。
Don't tell Jesus you want to win the lottery.
买了、中了100万我给你50万我自己拿50万。
And don't try to make a deal so you'll win $1 million give the church
耶稣就对他说我能为你做什么、啊、
Jesus asked,What can I do for you?
他什么都不要。
He says he doesn't want anything else.
他说耶稣啊。
He says Jesus.
我要能看见。
I want to see.
这是不可能的一件事情。
It's an impossibility.
没有一个人能够医治他。
No one can make him see.
但是很奇妙的。
But amazingly,
耶稣基督就说，你的信救了你，你的眼睛开了。
Jesus said that your faith has saved you.
Wow, 这一件事情，这一件事情传到撒该的耳中，撒该就在那想，到底耶稣是谁啊？
So when Zacchaeus heard this news, he was wondering who is this Jesus Christ.
所以从客观的因素来说，他就觉得耶稣实在是好奇。
These are all the external factors adding to his curiosity.
我要去看看啊。
I want to see him.
到底耶稣有三头六臂啊？
And I want to see what he looks like, this man.
如果从主观的观念来看
So from a subjective perspective,
我敢相信这个主观的那一个因素比客观的因素还要重要。
But the subjective factors are more important.
第一件事情
First,
这该虽然很有钱
although Zacchaeus was wealthy,
他心里很空虚
but there was an emptiness within him.
真的弟兄姐妹们虽然是他钱多了不得了但是他里头却是非常非常的空虚
although he had a lot of money there was a big void inside his heart
我不是曾经讲过这样的一个故事吗
did I not tell you this story before
就讲到有一个生这个医学院的一个学生
and talking about a medical school student
他是一个基督徒
He who is a believer,
他就问一个信主的这个很虔诚的一个基督徒的教授
And he asked a believing professor this question.
他说这个教授啊你能不能告诉我说我们人的心多大
And he asked the professor, could you tell us how big a human heart is?
心多大神学院的教啊这个医学院的学生不知道心多大
How large is a human heart? Would a medical student not know that?
这个神学这个医学院的老师他知道他是诚心给难为我了。
And the professor knows that this is a trick question.
你难为我我也给你看看玩笑。
And so, since you asked me a trick question, I'm going to give you a trick answer.
人的心多大
How large is a human heart?
人的心比地球稍微小一点。
And so the human heart is slightly smaller than the earth.
他不明白。
He does not understand.
什么意思啊?
What do you mean by this?
他说整个的地球放在你的心里头那个你的心里面还有一点空处咯咯咯咯咯咯咯咯。
So in other words, the heart is slightly larger than the earth in that if the earth was in there, there will stIt will still be shaking.
换句话说
In other words,
整个人是你拥有世界所有的一切放在你的心里面放存在你里头你里头还不虚
So even if you gain the whole world, you will not be satisfied.
所以弟兄姐妹我敢相信虽然撒该他很有地位虽然很有权势很有财富但是在他的心里却是非常的虚空
Although Zacchaeus was a wealthy man,There was a big void inside his heart.
今天多少的人也不是这样子吗
So aren't you the same today?
虽然他拥有世界上什么股票啦这个房子啦财富但是在他的心里头 常常感觉到很空虚。
Although we may have all the worldly assets,
第二件事情
there's still an emptiness inside. Second point. 不仅是
心里很虚空。
Not only did he feel a void inside his heart.
而且呢
furthermore,
而且呢他也是感觉到有一个罪恶感。
He has the sense of sin.
哦这个是很痛苦的。
And that is difficult.
因为圣经告诉我们说这个有一些的法利赛人犹太人以他为罪人。
Because the Jews looked upon him as a sinner.
耶稣也说他是一个失丧的人。
And Jesus calls him the lost.
他是一个罪人。
So he's a sinner?
为什么？
Why is that?
他因为他犯罪啊。
Because he committed sin.
他也敲诈了很多人的欺骗很多人的财富。
He was corrupt and he cheated people.
但是在他的里头不仅是没有平安但是在他的里头常常有罪恶感。
In his heart, not only does he not have peace, he also has a sense of guilt.
什么晚上的时候夜深人静什么所知、什么所识失手所知。
And in the quiet of the dark night, the guilt will convict him.
每一个晚上他在那里不容易睡着。
So every night he will be tossing and turning.
好像有人指着他说：“撒该，你是一个坏蛋。”
It is as though there is a guilt convicting him.
撒该，你是一个失丧的人。
That Zacchaeus, you are lost.
撒该啊，你欺骗人，你诡诈，你撒谎，用各样的方法，你欺压了人，使人不能不得平安。
There is a guilty finger pointing at Zacchaeus saying, you have committed so much sin.
有人说
so people say,
一个人如果有罪恶感他这个里头的比原子弹还要重。
And that is why people say that when you have a sense of guilt in you, it'll be worse than a nuclear bomb.
你记得不记得1996年
In 1996,
多少人已经到1996年来了温哥华
1996, how many of you were here?
有没有1996年啊
1996,
这那么少啊我以为大家都举起手来了
We got a lot of new immigrants.
1996年在 Surrey 发生一件事情
Something happened in Surrey.
有一个人他是从台湾来
He came from Taiwan.
四十几岁
He was in his 40s.
在台湾的时候人家说他是仙草最多是一个快活的人王子。
And many people will say that from Taiwan, he was a man with a lot of money.
他有很多的这个财产。
And he
很多的这个公司。
And he has a lot of companies.
但是他做生意他是这个做事情不理就亏了很多很多的债。
But then in his business ventures,He has lost a lot of money as well.
他很聪明。
He was a smart man.
旁边呢，我看了他的照片。
And I've seen his picture.
好像他曾经也到我们教会里来过了。
And this man has actually been to our church as well.
这个很年轻，四十几岁。
He was in his youth in his 40s.
到了台湾，到了这个加拿大，好像他已经身上有20亿的台币。
And we were expecting that he would have an excess of 20 billion new Taiwanese.
大概是一亿美金，一亿加币的事情。
It's approximately 1 billion.
哇，他在市里买了一个很大的房子。
So he bought a huge house in Surrey.
有几部很名车。
And he's got a fleet of all famous cars.
很漂亮的太太。
He's got a beautiful wife.
三个小孩。
He's got 3 kids.
哇，在人看见人就羡慕。
People would admire him.
啊，进进出出是大车子。
Because he would enter and exit in luxurious cars.
今天开 BMW， 明天开 Benz， 最后再开 Rolls Royce.
And he will drive a Mercedes Benz, a BMW or Rolls Royce in turn.
人见人爱，人见人羡慕。
And people will see him and admire him.
但你哪里知道
？But beyond people's expectation.
昨天晚上
，last night，
他妈妈从洛杉矶，不是我说昨天晚上。就是他那一天的晚上
so,
他的妈妈从洛杉矶来看他
Mother flew in from LA to visit him
但是哪里知道
But beyond expectation
在1996年的某一个月 我在这里报纸很清楚登在这里
In 1996
1月5号
On January the 5th
王金州这一个人
This man called Wang Jingzhou,
四十几岁
in his 40s,
他把他的妈妈打死了
he killed his mother.
他非常爱他的妈妈。
And he loves his mother.
他把他的妈妈打死。
And he killed his mom.
他把他的两个女孩子把他打死。
He also killed his two daughters.
他一个儿子还是那么小。
And there is still a baby son.
他的太太是美非外貌是非常的美丽。
And he's got a beautiful wife.
但是准备要打他的小孩子的时候
and when he wanted to kill
他的太太就抱这个小孩子抱到邻居就告诉他我能不能把我的孩子放在你那里一个时候
and so the wife brought the baby to the neighbor to leave it there
放好了赶快回去为什么他两个女儿被他的先生打死
because she has to rush back to her house becausethe two daughters have now been killed.
她的妈妈被她的先生打死。
And the mother-in-law has also been killed by the husband.
最后，他把他的太太也杀死。
And finally, he also killed his wife.
他自己自杀了。
And then he committed suicide. And the question is why?
你说为什么？
Why is this?
大房子。
Big house.
多少几个名车。
And all the luxurious cars.
子女成群很好。
And he's got so much money.
那是因为他在台湾这个负债那一些债主知道他在温哥华市里住他们是准备用各样方法来要把他抓回到
And the reason is because he owed a lot of debt in Taiwan and on the Taiwanese side they're going to try to get him back
因为他犯罪
because he committed sin
他知道
and he knows he's been convicted by guilt
他不能勉强做那一些的债务
and he cannot meet his obligations
他知道如果我一旦回到台湾一定是吃官司的
and he knows that if he ever goes back to Taiwan
可能二十年可能三十年不知道
and maybe he'll have to end up in jail
那我的母亲怎么办呢
what am I going to do with my mom
我的太太怎么办呢
what am I going to do with my
我三个孩子怎么办呢
One of my three children.
所以他知道他的结果。
He knows what his predicament is going to be.
他不要他的妈妈受痛苦。
And he did not want his mother to
他不要他的太太受痛苦。
He did not want his wife to suffer.
不要他的三个孩子受痛苦。
And he did not want his three children to suffer.
他就自杀了。
And he also committed suicide.
这个新闻在温哥华很大。
This news was a big news in Vancouver.
为什么
Why is this?
罪恶。
Because of sin.
罪恶感
because of guilt.
但每天晚上，这个是个指头在那指着他，是个眼睛在那看他，使他没有办法睡觉。
So every night he'll be convicted by fingers pointing at him and eyes looking at him.
有人要追到这里来
because people are going to chase him here.
所以他在没有办法的之下，他就自尽。
When he had no way to turn, it became a murder suicide.
亲爱的朋友们
dear friends,
你不要说是。这个不要说是这个王金洲这个先生
Don't say that it's 王金洲
就是你我
What about you and me?
我们开车的时候过了一个红唱一个红灯心里哔哔哔哔跳得很、啊、
Sometimes we transgress the、oh, Motor Vehicle Act
我昨天穿了一个黄灯、
Yesterday I ran a red light
啊、我真的我回到这里聚会完了以后我吃完饭以后我就回去了
So I was rushing home last night
因为 我明天早晨我今天要讲到、啊、
Because this morning I'm going to preach
所以我就开车子去了
So I was driving
一个黄灯明明在黄灯
So it was an amber light
下雨啊
And it was raining
而且我是一个我所开的是1992年的 Camry 啊1992年哦
And I was driving a 1992 Toyota Camry.
我恐怕我刹车不行了，我赶快冲过去了。
So maybe I could not brake, so I just rushed over.
我一冲进去了，心里哔哔哔在那跳，看看。
So when I ran the red light, my heart was pumping.
我到现在还不知道有没有照相啊。
And I don't know whether there was a photograph taken.
照相了以后，我这个发票我要给王立志牧师啊。
And so if I get ticketed, I'm going to give it to George
Wong. 王立志牧师不接受我交给小蝶。
Or I'll give it to somebody else.
他们要我来所以我来了嘛。
Because they wanted me to be here, so I'm here.
所以弟兄姐妹你可看见一个人犯了罪啊。
So when somebody commits sin,
他不仅是这个有这个恐惧感虚空感罪恶感他还有一个无力感没有感没有无力感。
And in addition to all of those,You feel powerless.
哪一个人不要做好呢？
And,
哪一个人不要做好呢？
And who doesn't want to do good?
朋友，你收听了节目后，有何感想呢？请你在 活在耶稣里福音网页下端，点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证，好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。